Welcome, world, to the Two Cents of Nonsense podcast. I am your host. My name is Antoine Wyslicker. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
Yes, you can follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes, and then you can also follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. And the number 1. And we also got that Facebook group as well.
Yes, we do.
Search that on Facebook, 2 Cents and 9 Cents. Join that community. We post up things there so that we can have conversations with y'all. Might have some memes and shit on there as well, too, man. Funny shit. Good shit.
We'll get there. We're building.
Yep. On the last episode, because this here is episode number 4, on the last episode, we talked about some music. We talked about our favorite R&B artists and R&B groups. But I think we missed a few people on this.
Yeah, man. We left Luther off.
Luther Vandross. We left him off. Yeah. We left Gerald Levert off.
Isley Brothers.
Oh, man. How did we forget about the Isley Brothers? Damn. On this episode, though, we're going to talk some more about music. We're going to talk about our favorite rap groups. Also, rap solo artists. We'll get into some movies and TV shows that we like. And we'll get into the Billboard Top 10 songs. Want to see if Matt knows any of these people.
Probably not.
He probably won't know any of these people because he thinks all the new artists is, you know, are garbage.
If Cardi B trash ass is on there, I'll know her.
Okay. But he thinks most of the people are garbage.
She garbage too.
Double dumpster juice.
Double dumpster juice.
For those who don't know, double dumpster juice is our phrasing for how trash artists are. That nasty juice at the bottom of the bag that be leaking out all over the floor when you're trying to take it to the garbage. It's just, nasty.
Like Dookies.
Oh, like the Dookies?
Like the Dookies.
If you missed episode 1, you may have missed the Dookies.
Go back and check it out.
Check that out. You can check those episodes out on CastBox, Podbean, and Google Play. We may be going on to some other sites later, but for right now,
we're trying to expand.
We're trying to reach the masses, but for right now, listen to them on those platforms. CastBox is one of my favorite platforms.
Yeah, that though. CastBox app is where it's at.
Yes, that's one of my favorite platforms. I love it. You could download the episodes and you can listen to it anywhere. So you don't have to have the Wi-Fi going or the internet connection in order to listen to it.
And you don't have to sign up for nothing. Just download the app and start searching.
Yeah, it'll still let you subscribe to any episodes that you want. So you can see ours and you can see other people's podcasts on there as well, man. You might find something else that you like, but we hope that you're listening to us.
Yep, of course.
Yes. So, what are we going to get into? First off, we're going to get into these rappers, man.
All right, let's do it.
So, who are some of your favorite rappers?
Favorite rappers?
Yeah.
All-time greatest for me is Tupac.
Tupac. Why you like Tupac so much, man?
Because Pac laid it down, man. He spoke that truth.
Spoke that truth.
Yeah, man.
What do you say to the people that say that Pac wasn't the greatest lyricist?
I don't give a fuck what they got to say. To be honest, like, my opinion is my opinion.
Your opinion is your opinion. And Pac was nice to you.
Pac was nice. Pac spoke that truth.
Pac spoke that
truth. He spoke that truth. He lived that truth.
He lived that truth.
And he died for it.
Yes.
He died living his truth. So, right. There you go.
What was your favorite Tupac album? Even though he had a lot of them.
All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me was your favorite Tupac album?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you even deeper than that, man.
Okay.
I'm going to take you even deeper. Side 1 or Side 2?
Side 1.
Side 1 was
Side 1.
Okay. All right. I thought I could get you with that
shit. I'll listen to both this straight through.
Straight through.
But Side 1 got it.
Yeah, yeah. I like Tupac. I like Tupac. I liked a little Big. Not too much, though. I ain't like Big as much as I like Pop. But I did like Big.
I like Big's second album more than I like the first.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, they weren't, neither one of them was bad albums.
But they both died way before, way too young.
Way too young. What do you say to the people that say that the rap game would be totally different if those two were still alive?
I don't think it'd be that much different than what it is now. I think either if Pac was alive, Pac would be doing movies and other things.
Right.
Yeah, he'd still be making music, but he would have known, like most rappers who've been there and done that, landscape done change, man. It ain't the same.
Okay. But a lot of these artists, I believe that the landscape probably wouldn't change as much either. Because a lot of those newer artists, they are building upon what the older artists have been doing. They taking and remixing their songs.
If they're building on what the old artists built on, they would have known you need bars. And these motherfuckers ain't got no goddamn bars.
Well, I said they're building. I didn't say how high they were building it.
They ain't building high at all. They curbside.
They curbside?
Yeah, man.
So they just putting a curb on top of what was already there. Yeah,
they got a beat. And that's it. The rest of the tracks be trash.
You know,
their lyrics is trash. Double dumpster juice.
Yeah. Some of those people though, they do take some of the songs that these older artists have put out, and they remake them, and they try to make them their own. They give them that new flavor. But Matty ain't feeling it. You just ain't feeling it, right?
No. Okay. Hell no. Cause the bars is trash. They ain't got no bars.
Gotta have bars. Right?
You gotta have bars. If you ain't got bars, you ain't nice. Fuck the bullshit. You
gotta have bars. What about Twista, man? You like Twista?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Oh, good.
Twista's pretty good.
I like old Twista, new Twista.
New Twista.
Oh, man.
New Twista kind of got you a little bit. Now, for those who don't know, Twista dropped a new mixtape about a couple weeks ago. And he has a song on there called How I Look, or How It Look. And you wouldn't believe that Twista is not rapping fast on there. He's rapping slow.
He rapping slow, and he rapping basic like these young motherfuckers.
The basic bars. He's rapping the basic bars, man. I'm going to be honest with you. It was the worst Twista song I ever heard.
Probably is, man.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I really couldn't. But listening to that song, I had to stop and I had to go back, and then I had to put on the adrenaline rush. I had to put on the kamikaze. You know, I had to go to the day after. I had to listen to some good Twista.
Yes.
In order to get myself back right.
Adrenaline Rush 2000 was good too.
I had to go get myself back right.
Yeah, man.
I hate you hate to see the older artists try to do the new style. You know, an artist that falls into that category a little bit, even though he still got bars.
Fab. I knew it.
Fab does do that, man. He tends to go and borrow from the newer artists a little bit here.
I am not really looking forward to his new Summertime Shootout 3. That's supposed to drop sometime
this summer. The summer ain't over yet, so we still got time for that. And hopefully, when that comes out, he is giving us the Fab's bars.
No, I don't think he will, because Freddy vs. Jason was disappointing, too.
Freddy vs. Jason was disappointing?
Yeah, man. It was disappointing. I can literally only listen to, like, the first track.
Damn, man. I mean, I wasn't too high on the Freddy vs. Jason joint. But I could listen to a little more than just the one track.
I mean, I can listen to it, but, you know.
Just wasn't feeling it, right?
It is what it is.
But Fab is one of those artists that if he goes back to his old self and gives us those bars, it's something that you would love. I like Fab. I like Eminem. Eminem is a really good artist.
Eminem is number two in my book. I don't care what anybody else thinks. That's my book.
Number two in his book.
Yeah.
Don't care what nobody else say.
Nope.
My favorite rapper of all time is Scarface out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
That's my guy. I don't think this guy has ever put out a complete trash album.
And like, you want to know what? And I put myself in this category. Most people don't even know anything about his catalog.
They don't, man. It's
I've listened to maybe two or three albums.
Yeah, he's about 16 to 20 albums deep into his catalog, even going back to his time with the Ghetto Boys, which they'll make my rap group list because they're an exceptional rap group as well. So Scarface, again, is my favorite rapper of all time. I just love his storytelling aspect. I love his rhymes. They're so smooth and shit. And me being from the South, man, this Southern stuff is what I live for, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Who else you got, man? Who else one of your favorite rappers?
Redman.
Redman. Redman is nice.
Yes.
On the mic,
yes.
Man.
Yes. I ain't never put out a bad album, in my opinion.
Oh, my goodness, man. Them Muddy Water albums. Whew.
I'm still waiting on the next one, Redman.
Still waiting on the next one, Redman. We've been waiting on that next one for, what, about 2 years now?
I know he has some studio problems.
Yeah.
But damn, got, man. Let's go.
You got to give us the new Muddy Waters album.
At least give me one more before you retire. Like,
yeah,
shit.
We need that,
shit.
Man.
God,
now,
man.
We might talk about them as a group, but there's so many artists that could be considered solo acts within Wu-Tang.
Meth.
Meth.
Ghost.
Ghost.
Ray.
Ray.
Shit. Bobby Digital.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you got a lot of great artists coming out of that camp, and they all had great solo projects.
And my sleeper, Inspector Deck, man. I love Inspector Deck. I love Inspector
Deck. Nice, man. Like, a lot of these guys, man, I love those dudes. I'm going to be honest, man. Before I met Matt, I really hadn't listened to too much Wu-Tang straight through. I've heard songs here and there. But after I met Matt, man, and started really getting into these guys' catalog, it's just so refreshing, man. Even to go back, their music stands the test of time.
Oh, yeah, it does.
This shit is, you know, 20 years old, 20 and 25 years old, and it still hits.
Shit, you can still bump their new shit till this day, and it's still hot.
God, man.
I can't bump new shit now and make it hot. Like,
I understand, man. You're not
even
really
though they don't get no radio play, because the younger generation they don't like bars.
Well, a lot of people don't get radio play nowadays because
the younger generation don't like bars.
You can't say all the younger generation.
The younger
don't like
generation them. Don't like bars.
Some of the young generation.
The
don't
younger
like.
Generation does not like bars.
The younger generation don't like bars. You no. heard it. He said it. And he meant it. You should have seen the look on his face. It was stern. It was
fuck yeah,
stern.
Man. I mean that shit.
He meant every bit of it. You could tell it by looking at his face. If you could see his face right now when he said that, man, it says chills up your spine.
It says the younger generation does not like bars.
Why do you think they don't like bars?
Because they didn't grow up in the music era that we grew up, when you had to be nice to get on the radio.
Right. Now,
you had to be nice to hop on somebody's mixtape.
Yes.
You had to be nice to get up on a feature.
Right.
It ain't like that no more. You had to be nice to get a fucking album sale.
That's right.
It ain't like that no more.
Now, what do you say to people of the newer generation that some of the artists that are out here now that are trying to give you bars? Like J. Cole, like Kendrick Lamar, or Big Crit. What do you say to people who like those artists who might like bars?
Okay, well, if you like bars and those artists that you just named are giving you bars, also go back and listen to the past.
Right.
These artists, some of them, not all of them, but some of them, you know, they grew up on this shit.
Right.
They like bars. You know? Go back and listen to that old shit.
ain't nothing like a good album with some good beats and some good bars, man. Bars and beats, bruh.
Like, I'm how many motherfuckers go really out there be like, go back and listen to an LL album.
Uh-huh.
LL is a pioneer. You might see that nigga in the movies now. Nah. LL was a pioneer in hip-hop.
Right? Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Pioneering.
Yeah, man.
You know?
And Ice Cube's still doing it.
He
released Y'all that. Didn't even listen to his last album. I know y'all didn't.
He released an album, what, a couple months ago, right?
It was last year.
Okay. So it was a tail end fact, of last year.
I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to tell you what the name is. Hold on.
Hey,
talk.
No problem.
Go ahead. Talk.
No problem, man. Ice Cube was a pioneer. Also, Rakim, man. Rakim had bars, man. If you have never heard a Rakim project, I would suggest you go check that out. You have to listen to the past to know where those bars came from. A lot of the bars that these younger generations are using in their songs now came sampled from older songs, man.
Ice Cube's album that he dropped last year is called Everything's Corrupt.
Everything's Corrupt. That was a pretty good album, man. When I first put that on, man, that first song hit me in the headphones so fucking hard.
Yeah, like, man.
It had my head knocking.
The whole album have your head knocking. Them beats is ridiculous. But the bars. Listen to the bars.
The bars. He was actually talking about some things out here, man. Ice Cube has always been known to caution on the side of political a little bit with his raps. He's always talking about the things that are going on within society and trying to not only give you good bars, but try to educate you as well on the things that's happening within the hood, within the black community and things like that. So I feel like that's a really good artist for young people to gravitate towards and to use as a stepping stone for the rest of their stuff that they might like.
They need to do something. Cube damn near 50.
Yeah.
Cube damn near 50. Still laying shit down.
His son got bars.
His son got bars. His son is more into the movies, though.
Yo, he does lay it down in the movies, though, man.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, nice. He was in the new Godzilla joint.
Ooh, I ain't see that one yet.
I seen it.
What you give it?
What you I like that movie? I fell asleep because I work overnights. Not because the movie was boring. I put it on in the early morning after I came home from work.
Oh, man.
But what I seen was good.
Oh, man.
I ain't going front. I ain't like the story.
Oh, man. But he did a good job.
He did a good job.
Okay. I did that one time. I fell asleep on Fantastic Beasts.
You still ain't watched that shit, did you?
I still have that scene.
You the one who told me to watch it.
Now, I did tell you to watch it because the opening scene of the Fantastic Beasts was incredible. This Fantastic Beasts 2, it was the second movie. Yes. I think it was what was his name?
Grindelwald.
Grindelwald. Sorry for those Harry Potter fans who I just butchered the fuck out of that guy's name. Really do apologize. I've never watched a Harry Potter movie, but that Fantastic Beasts movie, my girl took me to the theater to see that shit, and it was fucking great, the opening scene. But, just like you said, worked the overnight shift the night before.
Yep.
Fell asleep in the fucking movie theater. Woke up at the ending credits.
It happens, man.
Woke up at the ending credits, and it was a wrap. Luckily, she wasn't mad at me.
She had no say. You was tired, so it didn't even matter.
But anyways, back to our favorite rap artist. Who else you got, man? We named Eminem. We named Tupac, Big.
For me, Rakim. Like, I can't name a top five or anything. I can name a top two, a top three, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I like Busta.
Busta.
And another artist that's from a group, Crazy Bone.
Crazy Bone.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I like Crazy Bone, man. I think I mean, I'm gonna say it. If nobody else agree, then that's fine. But I think Crazy Bone is the best member of the Bone Thugs to me.
Oh, by far.
I love his albums. Everyone that I've heard so far, I haven't heard that double diss one though. I still haven't heard that one. What is it called?
Thug Mentality.
Nah, I don't think that was the one.
That was his first double
diss. Nah, the other double. No, it was a triple diss thing. What it was?
Oh, the triple diss.
Yeah, the trilogy joint, right?
Trilogy, I think that's what it's
called. Yeah, I haven't heard that one. I really want to hear that one though, but I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna really listen to that one. But all the other projects that Crazy Bone has put out that I've heard, loved them. I can't keep over half of his rapping. I can understand it, but ain't no way I'm going out there and doing karaoke.
I damn sure ain't spitting it.
Yeah, I'm not going out there doing karaoke with that shit. It's just not happening.
Not to mention, so these people know. Next month, we going to see Bone Thugs.
Yes, we are going to the Bone Thugs and Harmony concert, man. That's going to be up here in Albany, New York. Can't wait.
Oh yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, August 25th, I believe it is that we're going to go.
It's a Sunday, whatever.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. I haven't been to a live show in a long time, so I can't wait to go out there and get that done.
I've seen them in concert at their Art of War concert, their Art of War tour.
Oof. Man,
that their double CD joint. It was fire.
And to be honest, I've never seen Bone Thugs live, so this is going to be my first time seeing Bone Thugs live.
And also, which made it great for me at that point in time, Flesh was out of jail.
Yeah.
So all five of them were there. Mm-hmm. You know? Hopefully, you know, I don't even know who's going to be there, you know? I hope there's four of them.
Me too.
You know, so...
But it's still going to be great.
We'll enjoy it either way.
Right. Other artists that you might like out there, man. Who else you got?
Hip-hop artists?
Yeah.
Luda.
A lot of people don't know about Luda, man.
Who? How many of y'all listen to Ludaversal that dropped 4 years ago?
Ludaversal was a great album. A lot of people sleep on Luda, man. Luda is a very lyrical artist from the South, man. I think that, again, I think a lot of people don't think of lyricism when they think of Southern artists, but Luda was really spitting bars.
Hell yeah, he did.
When he was out, man, and his videos that he had.
His videos were amazing. All of them.
Oh, my God. Just loved them. When I move, you move, nigga, just like that. With the big-ass blown-out afro joint. Oh, my God, that guy is incredible. And he started out as a radio DJ, he started off with a radio show.
Nah, man. I heard Luda spit bars when he was 9 years old.
But I'm just saying, though. He did have a radio show before he got mainstream.
He probably did.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you start off young like that, of course you're going you're gonna grow up to be something. Man. Unless you just lose it.
Now he got that Fast and Furious money.
Oh, when you get that Hollywood money, bro, you ain't coming back to music too often when you get that Hollywood money.
Nah, he ain't coming back.
You know, at...
Like Tyrese, he ain't coming back.
Yeah. Tyrese definitely ain't coming back. He should. Well, he might have to come back.
He should.
He might have to come back after the things that he did on the Fast and Furious set.
Yeah, man. Had a rock slap your ass again.
Yeah. We don't want that to happen to you, Tyrese, man. But, you know, Tyrese rap a little bit too, don't he?
I like that black tie.
Yeah, man. That black tie was pretty nice.
That's another artist we forgot to mention.
On the R&B side?
On the R&B side.
Now, again, people, if we miss your favorite artist, or you be like, oh, well, them niggas don't know what they're talking about because they ain't named such and such artist.
We going off the top of the head.
We do this off the top of the head.
You know, if it bothers you, go fuck yourself.
Let's be real. You going to tell the listener to just go fuck themselves, bro?
They probably telling me to go fuck myself so they can go fuck themselves. I don't give a
shit. Y'all just out here just fucking yourselves. Just out here.
No, I got a woman.
Okay, man. I understand that. But y'all just out here just telling each other
just
to fuck
yourself. I'm
just
keeping it real. Yo, I love my fans. Our fans.
Hey, man, you can call them just your fans with your green ass.
Most of y'all is my friends anyway, so who the fuck gives a shit?
Right. You know, but you can say that they just your fans. I don't care. You just go snatch up everybody and call them your own fans.
I ain't greedy unless I'm at home, man. So
all right. Unless you're at home.
Unless I'm at home. We in your home.
Right. We're in my home. Yes. But what do you say to people who call certain artists legends?
Depends on the artist for me.
I'm going to throw out some names to you.
Let's do it.
That may be legends or legendary, and you tell me whether or not you like them.
Okay. Whether or not if I like them?
If you like them, or also if you agree. You can say that you don't like them, but would you agree that they're legendary?
All right, let's do it.
So the first name that I got for you, man, Bow Wow.
Next. Come on.
What you mean next?
Come on.
So you don't like Bow Wow? You don't think he? Nope.
He's legendarily fake. So let's go.
Legendarily fake.
Yeah.
He inspired the Bow Wow challenges. Now fuckers out here and they are saying that they own planes that they not own because of Bow Wow.
Come on.
Okay. Soulja Boy.
Who?
Soulja.
Come on, man.
Boy.
Double Dumpster Juice. Let's go.
But do you believe that he may have changed the game?
Changed what?
With the internet wave.
With he was what?
He was one of the first internet rappers.
First
man.
To do what?
He was one of the first rappers to blow up off of social
off
media.
Off of what?
Off of social media.
He ain't got no bars.
Why are you yelling at me? Like, I'm just playing devil's advocate out
he
here.
He ain't got no bars.
He ain't got no bars. But he got dances.
He ain't got no bars.
He inspired.
Next.
Okay, man. He inspired.
Next. Soulja Boy, get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay. 50 Cent.
I wouldn't call him a legend, but he definitely inspired a generation.
Inspired a generation?
You know, his first two albums was all right. After that, I don't know.
So,
And you know, he put out Power for people who watch that. I've only watched the first episode. Hate me for it. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Why have you only watched the first episode of Power?
For one, I don't want to pay for Stars. And two,
you cheap motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I ain't rich.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Doesn't Black Sails come on Stars?
I bought the DVD.
Oh, God. So you went out and you brought the Black Sails DVDs.
Because the series is over.
But you couldn't watch the motherfucking Power.
The series is over. I can buy the whole series on DVD. Excuse me, Blu-ray.
Oh, you had to correct yourself because you out here being fancy with your goddamn Blu-ray player and shit?
Yeah, like you fancy with your stylus.
I do have a stylus for my tablet. I don't know if I would call this fancy, but if he's going to call it fancy, and I'm going to hold it like a pen, too, so it look like I'm just...
When the series is over and they put it all on Blu-ray, I might buy it.
Okay. So you're going to spend way more than you would have spent for a monthly subscription for Stars.
I'm not buying Stars for one fucking series.
Understood, man.
That's stupid.
Hey, man. Some people do that, though.
I ain't one of them.
Because, you know, you can cancel any time. Like, if you binge watch the shit, you know, you pay your $9.99 for the 1 month, and then you binge watch it and you watch the whole thing before the month's up, you only pay $9 for the series.
But I'm not going to sit there and binge watch it.
Okay.
I have Fair enough. My time goes to other things.
You got nothing but time, though.
Yeah, and there's a lot of wrestling out there, too. A
lot of wrestling and Madden playing.
Yeah, like y'all heard, we are wrestling fans, we are Madden fans. That's where my time goes, so.
Right. We don't talk too much about the wrestling in the primary episodes, but in future episodes, we'll cover more wrestling. And, of course, football season is coming.
It's coming.
We will be talking
go about Dolphins.
A lot of football. Fuck your Dolphins, man.
Fuck your Rams.
Hey, man, we better than y'all. You motherfuckers out here trying to be Patriot clones and shit.
But we can beat them and you can't.
I beg to differ, but okay, whatever.
Agree
to disagree.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
We lost the Super Bowl.
Where were we at? What's next?
Oh, I mean, we were still talking about the our I was giving you some
hip-hop,
legends.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, I was giving you some people that could potentially be legends. Now, this other artist has come up on a lot of wackest rappers of all time lists.
Okay, who?
Nelly.
Oh, I disagree with that, man. I disagree with that.
You disagree with that?
Nelly as a whack rapper? Yo, whoever thinks Nelly's a whack rapper, go fuck yourself.
Nelly sold, of one album, he sold 10 million copies of an album. People don't do that too often. 10 million physical sales worldwide.
Nelly went diamond.
Yeah.
He's diamond.
In the elite class with Eminem, 50 Cent, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
You know, selling 10 million.
10 million.
Million of one album is something that probably will never be done again.
No, it's not going to be duplicated again. Nobody buys albums no more.
Right.
Nelly is from an era where you had to be nice to sell, where you had to be nice to get on radio play. Get the fuck out of here, man. Dude went diamond and y'all think he's garbage. Go fuck yourselves.
So, even with that being said, would you consider him a legend?
A legend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How many hits that man got?
He's got a lot of hits. So, with that being said, a lot of hits. Would you consider Drake a legend?
I will be fair when I say this. I don't know. I don't like Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to Drake because I don't like Drake. I don't like his bars.
Right.
I don't like what he spits, but the younger generation does.
You like his singing?
Who?
His singing?
What?
I'm going to take that as a no.
I don't give a fuck about him singing. If you singing, you ain't a hip-hop artist.
Right. Legend. Is Jay-Z considered a legend in the game?
Jay-Z is a legend.
Jay-Z is a legend.
Jay-Z is a legend. Keep Beyonce off their tracks. She'll be all right.
Keep Beyonce off the track.
If she ain't singing,
don't have her on the track.
Don't have her on the track.
Because she be out here trying to rap.
Yeah, man. Stop fucking up and putting her on your albums.
All right. Okay. Dr. Dre.
Legend. And he only dropped two albums.
Two albums. Well, three. He dropped three.
You're going to count the other one?
Well, Chronic 2001, and Compton. Three albums. He dropped three.
I don't count Compton.
You don't count Compton?
Nah.
Why not?
I thought you was talking about his other old joint.
What? I just named it three.
Nah, he dropped a compilation joint of, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know, man. I think that was, you talking about the Death Row compilation joint?
Nope.
Oh, I don't know. We don't do too much fact-checking, so I have no idea what the fuck album he's talking about. We're just going to, you know, agree.
Whatever Been There and Done That was on.
Okay. I have no idea.
See, you don't even know the track.
I know the track, but I don't know what album that was on.
It's on the album.
Yeah, I don't
couldn't
know what
tell
album
you which one.
I couldn't tell you either.
Yeah, okay.
And we're not going to
look it up. But Dre is a legend.
Dre is a legend. Okay. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is a legend.
All right.
And it's a motherfucking crime that this man does not have a Grammy.
You give Lil Wayne's
shitty ass a fucking Grammy. You give Cardi B's bitch ass a motherfucking Grammy. She's trash. You can't give Snoop a motherfucking Grammy. He gotta wait till he's fucking old and gray to get that that legendary Grammy shit
lifetime
that they give out. Yeah,
award.
The lifetime achievement that they give out to everybody when they old. Get the fuck up out of here, man.
Hey, man.
Fuck up out of here.
You were real passionate about that, man. You hit the table and everything out of here, man.
Because
you
it ain't right, man.
I know it's not right, man. It's like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio having to get eaten by a fucking bear, raped by a bear in order to win an Oscar. It's same thing, man.
But he got that shit.
He got it. He finally did get it.
Snoop Dogg
ain't got no Grammy, and that is a crime. Speaking.
Not for a song, nothing.
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 Speaking of an artist that you mentioned during that rant there, would you consider Lil Wayne to be a legend in the game?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I personally am not a fan.
Right.
But to other millions of people, he put out good shit that they liked from, you know, 2000 or whatever till now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's been doing it for damn near 20 years. All right, he can be a legend.
Yeah, he's inspired a lot of new rappers out. They all, when you interview them, when they're doing interviews, they cite Lil Wayne as one of their biggest influences. So I would call him a legend in the game. One of the people that were on the label with them, Juvenile, would you call him a legend?
No.
You wouldn't call him a legend?
No.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
Hey, man. But the producer that was behind all of them, Manny Fresh, would you call him a legend in this
Manny game? Fresh is a legend.
Manny Fresh is a legend in the game. He crafted all of the beats that Lil Wayne, Juvenile, and all them rapped on in the late 90s, early 2000s, when they were coming
out. Manny Fresh will spit a beat for you right now that'll be hotter than anything you hear on the radio. He'll spit that shit with his mouth. That's what I mean when he say he'll spit that shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Manny Fresh is pretty good, man. Manny Fresh is pretty good. Speaking of producers, man, some of the best producers in the game, man. Who do you like as a producer?
There's too many producers out there. There really is.
Right?
There's too many good ones. There really is. I can't sit here and just name
a bunch of them. Yeah. If I throw out some names to you, would you say if they're good or bad?
Go ahead. Spit some.
Just Blaze.
Yep. He good.
Timbaland.
Oh, yeah. He good. We just talked about him in the last episode, I think.
Him in the last episode. Yeah, we needed it because JT, Justin Timberlake, needs to go back to Timbaland.
Oh, yeah.
To get some beats. Yep. To get that production right.
Yep.
Let's see.
Swiss Beats.
Swiss Beats is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
He's really good.
Oh, yeah.
The Neptunes. Pharrell.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely nice. Definitely nice. Something I grew up on, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Of course we know Dr. Dre is incredible.
Of course.
He takes all day with your beats, though.
He a billionaire. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah. What about Kanye?
Kanye with beats? Fuck yeah. Kanye rapping? Go fuck yourself.
No Kanye rapping, right? I don't know, man. I kind of like Kanye as a rapper.
Okay, good for you, not for me.
Pre-MAGA hat.
I don't even. Come on, man. He made a song about gold diggers and married one. Get the fuck out of here. Like, let's be real.
Hey, but at least she didn't cheat on him.
The whole family don't cheat.
The Kardashians don't cheat.
Because they know they going to get cheated on. They going to get paid for it.
Why do they get cheated on? I don't understand it.
Why? Because their friends look better. And their friends ain't plastic.
Tristan Thompson, who cheated on Khloe with her friend. Her friend did look better.
And she's not plastic.
And she wasn't plastic. That is correct.
I think the only one that's not plastic is what? Kendall?
I think Courtney's not either. That could be wrong.
She probably the ugliest one.
But that's
one.
The one that got three kids by the same dude that, like, off and on.
Oh, okay, she probably the ugliest one, too. I don't know them bitches.
I don't know either, man. Why are we talking about
you
the
brought them up. I bring up no goddamn Kardashian.
Wait a minute. You said that goddamn Kanye made a song about gold diggers and married one.
Yeah.
So you brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
I didn't bring up them.
Oh, okay. But you were talking about...
I said he married a gold digger. I didn't talk about the Kardashians
and
the Jenners and whatever the fuck their names are.
Well, pre-MAGA hat Kanye is a good rapper.
Okay, whatever you say.
Post-MAGA hat Kanye is too much for me to actually go out and listen to. Just don't like him.
I didn't really like him as a rapper either way, so whatever.
Now, we got a coworker that loves Nas.
Yeah, we do.
What do you personally think about Nas?
Nas is nice. Nas is great. Nas is great. I'm not even gonna front, but for me, he's more into storytelling, and that's just not my cup of tea. That's,
right.
You know?
I will
never say Nas is bad.
I believe Nas lyrically is pretty good. I just find his music to be kind of boring.
Okay.
Because the beat selection is horrible. It's kind of like when Lloyd Banks goes out here.
No. I'm not going to sit there and let you compare Nas's beats to Lloyd Banks. I'm not going to let you do that. I am not going to do that to the fans.
Lloyd Banks, was his beats is horrible.
He's on his own level.
He's on his own plane with them horrible ass beats.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. A bad beat is a bad beat is a bad beat, bro. I just can't help it. Other legends in the game, man. Would you consider Outkast as legendary?
They are legends. They are not for me.
And not for you?
That's all I gotta say. I've listened to maybe 3 of their albums, and I ain't like none of them. Oh, but everybody else likes them.
I love their albums, man.
I don't.
I think they're really good. T.I.
No.
You wouldn't consider him a legend?
Legendary for what? What did he do that's legendary?
Started trap music, man. Trap music was his. That was him.
Fuck about trap music. That whole music, that club music. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm saying, man.
They ain't, no.
So you wouldn't consider him legendary for ushering in a new genre?
Anybody who knows me knows I never liked T.I., so I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Please stay off the T.I.P. of my dick.
You ain't got to do T.I. like that, man. Okay, so would you consider Gucci Mane?
Never listen to him ever, so I can't judge.
Can't judge.
Never listen to him ever, so I can't judge.
All right, man. Hey, man. Well, you like a lot of artists, though.
Jadakiss.
The Lox.
Well, we didn't even do hip hop groups
yet. We haven't done hip hop groups yet. I was just about to segue into that.
Let's do it. Let's do
the hip hop groups, and let's start off with the one that you were talking about just now. The Lox, man.
The Lox, man. They've been doing it for 25 years.
Is Jadakiss top 5 dead or alive?
Top 5 dead or alive in my book. I don't give a fuck about everybody else's.
Hey, man. I think he's pretty good. Me, personally, I'm more partial to Styles P. I like Styles P better than I like Jadakiss.
I'm going
to
say this, and this is just from me.
Mm-hmm.
Jadakiss, Styles might put out a better album.
Right.
You put Jada on a feature, your shit is extra hot.
He's killing it.
He's extra hot.
Yeah, he's killing it.
You know.
But like I said,
some people just can't make albums.
Right.
You know, I don't knock him for it. It is what it is. You go what you're good at.
Yeah. But I like Styles P the best out of the group. But a lot of people, they discount Sheik.
Yeah.
I don't think they should do that.
Sheik might have been first off, I never discounted him back in the day. But whoo, did that man step his game up?
He did.
When that man dropped that Halloween, that Halloween mixtape, ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Incredible. Oh, my gosh.
I really like him, but I feel like he
just took off since then. All his 3 Beast Mode projects, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think he should be getting slighted. And, of course, you got Wu-Tang.
Never forget about the Wu. Wu is top 2. And I don't care where you put them, they top 2 anywhere.
Yeah, and they have a bevy of members, and all of them are fucking nice on the mic. All of their individual projects are pretty good. They also, they collaboration projects with other artists, Redman and Method Man coming together, doing the Blackout albums.
One and 2.
God, incredible. You know, so in the individual projects that Ghost and Raekwon have done,
yes.
I mean, you can't argue with them being a top five, top
we don't,
two.
We don't talk about Wu-Tang in the locks. Wu-Block.
Wu-Block.
Like, let's be real.
Yeah, that was a good album.
Yeah, man.
I like that. Also, we talked in the last episode a little bit, or we talked earlier this episode about Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
About Crazy Bone. So, that's a good group. We just touched.
That's a great
Great group. Great group. My apologies. Great group. We also touched base a little bit on Outkast, Big Boy and Andre 3000. At one point, Andre 3000 was the consensus best rapper alive. Not you, but just saying as the rap critics, the industry, they considered him the best rapper of that particular year. Back when, I guess, when MTV was doing like the...
Nah,
the
people to this day still think he's the greatest rapper ever.
Well, I wouldn't call him the greatest rapper ever, but he is pretty good to me. I like him. Also, we touched base on the Ghetto Boys with Scarface and those guys. Didn't Twista have a group?
Speed Not Mobsters?
Yeah, they...
Fuck all that. Onyx. I know you're not a New York fan because they're Queens based.
Yeah.
It's not that you're a fan. You weren't exposed.
Yeah,
to
I wasn't really exposed to Onyx. I mean, I've heard a lot of those songs when you play them, and I have no problem with them. Man, I'm a person that appreciates bars and appreciates good music, and they got good music. I just haven't been able to touch their entire catalog. So I won't speak on Onyx.
Speak on Onyx. They got bars. Yeah. Sticky Fingers is ridiculous. Fred Joe Star is ridiculous. Sun C is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, if they speak that gritty, grimy shit, if you're not with that, that's fine. I understand. But they keep it real.
Keep it real.
Yeah,
D12.
If M ain't in there, I don't know.
If M ain't in there. What about Proof, man? Proof was pretty good, man. Okay. I liked Proof.
Okay. Proof and who else? Like, let's be real.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying, man.
I'm not knocking D12. I'm just saying. It's...
Yeah, D12 World was okay, man. I like that joint. I can't remember the second album that they put out, though. I just can't.
I didn't know they put out a second album.
I can't remember the second album they put out. Would they be considered a rap group?
D12? I wouldn't consider them a group.
You wouldn't?
No. Let's be real. They ain't shit without Eminem, so it don't even matter. It don't even matter.
Okay, all right. What other rap groups were there out there? It wasn't many, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you want to go groups or factions. Like, there was G-Unit.
Yo,
first off, that first G-Unit album, ridiculous.
Yeah, G-Unit could be considered a group. I think they could be considered a group.
But they only put out what?
One album.
Two albums. I think they did two.
Maybe two. But Young Buck, 50 Cent, Tony Yayo, Lloyd Banks, The Game. I mean, that's...
Oh, Game.
I mean, technically, he was part of the group at one point. But, you know. They didn't have a falling out, but technically it was
Think Game was on the first album, so...
He was not on the first album. He wasn't.
If he wasn't on the first, he was on the second one, You sure?
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. We're not fact-checking
out
here.
So I ain't listened to the second album, so I don't know.
But yeah. But rap groups, going deeper into what, factions? Who do we have out there as a faction?
You got Dipset. I thought Dipset was trash.
You didn't like Dipset?
Oh, fuck.
I thought Dipset had some of the best spitters in the game, man. J.R. Ryder.
They might have, but as a collective, to me.
When they came together, it wasn't, wasn't popping for
When
you.
They came together, fuck no. Okay. Cam on his ABC rhymes. Look at the
ABC
fuck out of
rhymes.
Here. Literally on his ABC rhymes.
Alphabet soup.
Come on, man.
Come on. Oh, man. Dipset was pretty decent. Rough Riders was pretty good. You like Rough Riders?
No, I loved Rough Riders. Yeah. I wouldn't consider them a group.
I don't know.
It's hard to call them a faction when, whatever, whatever.
We didn't mention DMX as a solo artist either, man.
No, we didn't.
And he had some fire with him, man.
Yes, he did, before he turned into a crackhead.
Yeah.
His first three albums, anything after that to me, that, like, the Great Depression and on, fuck all that bullshit. Yeah. But his first three, I fucks with him.
All right, okay. Rockefeller, really wouldn't call him a group, but they, you know, had a lot of artists on the label there. Even Dipset was included in their roster at one point in time. They had an extensive roster that included pretty much everybody. ODB was assigned to their label at one point.
At one point, M.O.P., I think.
Yeah, M.O.P. was signed to the label at one point.
Yeah.
Twista was on the label at one point. Hey, man. I think he dropped Kamikaze off that label.
I don't think so.
I don't know for sure, though. I think he was, him and Kanye was getting real close with the beats and the rapping, because Kamikaze was laced with a lot of Kanye beats. So,
but that's when Kanye was nice, when he was doing beats. Kanye was
nice. He was nice. He was doing good.
When he started rapping, that's when it all went downhill.
Yeah. So, also what we wanted to do is we wanted to get into this Billboard Top 10.
Okay, let's do it.
So, can you guess?
Nope. I'll tell you right now, I can't guess.
Anybody on the Top 10?
Cardi B.
Cardi B is not on this week's top 10.
I don't know nobody.
So, number 10 on the Billboard charts for this week, which is the week of July 20th, number 10 is Pop Out by Polo G featuring Lil TJ. Do you have any idea who the fuck those guys are?
First off, the names alone made me laugh. I don't know none of the motherfuckers.
Well, that song is being played on the radio.
I don't listen to the radio.
I know you don't listen to the radio, but that song is being played on the radio. They don't know I don't listen to the radio. Well, yeah, you're right. Audience, Matt doesn't listen to the radio. I don't listen to the radio too often either. I do listen to the Breakfast Club on my morning drive every morning to work. So I listen to the Breakfast Club, and I'll hear some of these songs on the radio. Pop Out, they play that fucking song on the radio every hour on the hour, pretty much.
Never heard of it.
Can you guess what number nine is?
No.
Number nine is Wow by Post Malone.
I don't know who he is either. Oh, that's the motherfucker with the tattoos on his face,
the
right?
The dude with the tattoos on his face that made the song White Iverson. He made the song White Iverson.
I've never heard any song he's done. I just know he got tattoos on his face.
You sure you didn't hear one of his songs?
I'm telling you.
We might get to one of his songs.
No.
And you may have heard it.
No, I haven't.
But not actually knowing that you heard it.
No, I haven't. I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch music videos. Unless I search it personally.
Let me ask you this. Did you see the movie, the Spider-Man Universe joint?
Yes.
So you heard this song? It was played throughout the movie.
My attention span is short.
Not the Wow song. We're going to get to the song that was played throughout the movie. Can you guess what number eight is?
No.
Number eight is No Guidance by Chris Brown featuring Drake.
Oh, I'm sure I haven't heard it.
I'm pretty sure you haven't heard that song.
No, I have not heard it.
But Drake is a mainstay on Billboard.
If I hear Drake, I turn it off immediately, so...
What you got against Drake, man?
I don't like him.
You don't like Drake. But you like Chris Brown, though, don't you? Do you like Chris Brown?
Certain shit.
Certain shit from Chris Brown?
Certain shit. Not everything.
Number seven. We back to Drake again.
Haven't heard it.
Song's called Money in the Grave.
Nope.
It's featuring Rick Ross.
Haven't heard it.
But you like Rick Ross, though, right?
Yeah, that is it.
It does because it got Drake on it. I ain't listen to it.
I don't listen to the radio.
I know y'all listen to the radio.
Whatever you song you mentioned in is on the radio. I don't listen to that shit.
Okay, man. I understand.
The next song I don't know either.
I know you're not gonna know the next song.
Okay,
but the next song, number six, "Shook" by DaBaby. DaBaby.
Shook Knight.
Yeah, it's that's exactly
seriously,
right.
Seriously, Suge Knight?
Yes, that's exactly
right. He out of jail?
No. The song is called Suge, like Suge Knight. It's a reference to Suge Knight as DaBaby is rapping about him strong-arming motherfuckers.
So Suge Knight ain't rapping?
No, Suge Knight is not rapping. DaBaby is rapping. That's his name, DaBaby.
Okay, next.
A.K.A. Baby Jesus. That's what they used to call him, Baby Jesus.
The only big Baby Jesus I know is ODB, so let's go.
Okay. Now, the song number 5 is the song that is featured on the Spider-Man universe joint, the Spider-Verse, whatever, that animated joint. Uh-huh. It's called Sunflower by Post Malone featuring Swae Lee of Ray Shrimmer. Ray Shrimmer.
Okay. No, I have not heard it. And I do not like either one of the artists.
Okay. This one I hadn't heard of before. Number 4 is Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Where the fuck is Our Truth at?
No. The song is called Truth Hurts, not Our Truth. This has nothing to do with the wrestler Our Truth.
Okay, then it's a bad song. Next.
I've never heard it. Number 3 is Talk by Khaled. Not to be confused with DJ Khaled. The dude's name is Khaled or Khalid. Not to be confused with DJ Khaled.
Okay, next.
Number 2, we back again. Post Malone holding it down. Song called Goodbyes with Post Malone featuring Young Thug. Now, Young Thug is the guy who...
I know who Young Thug scrub ass is. Well, Dumpster Juice, next.
Well, hold on, man. For the listeners, Young Thug is the guy who used to wear dresses and shit. And man purses. You should see this guy looking at me right now. He's looking at me like, what the fuck? And can you guess what the double S song is?
No, you said it's not Cardi B, so
it's not Cardi B. It's the same song that's been on fucking Billboard's number 1 for 15 weeks.
I don't listen to the radio.
I know you don't listen to the radio, but I know you had to heard about this motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure
this
I
is the song. Number 1 is Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
So I know who Billy Ray Cyrus is. He's the father of that whole bitch.
What? Father, what whole bitch?
Miley.
Oh, Miley?
Hannah Montana.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. He is her. That's right.
I know who he is.
But that's the song.
I don't know who the fuck Lil Nas X is.
I know you don't know who Lil Nas X is. But
why
this
ain't
is,
Nas slapped that nigga for taking his name and turning it into bullshit?
I don't know why
these
he
hip-hop
is. Like,
artists, these hip hop artists is fucking bullshit. Slap that motherfucker.
Well, that was the song that got pulled off the country charts because they said it wasn't country enough. That's the song that was pulled off the country charts. So it's not really a rap song. It's not a hip-hop song. It's
who gave this nigga, who let him be the name Lil Nas X? Why didn't Nas from Queens slap that nigga?
I couldn't tell you why Nas from Queens didn't slap
exactly
him.
Why I don't like Nas, because he ain't real about to slap that motherfucker. Let somebody out there call himself Sheik. Sheik gonna slap them. All right? Come on. Get the fuck up out of here, man. Get out of here with that bullshit.
Why you gotta do Nas like that, man?
Because you from Queens letting somebody use your name, Nas.
How you know he let him use his name, dog?
Because he ain't do nothing about it. That's how I know he let him
use
it.
Hey, man, you can't always do stuff about copyright.
Yes, you can. You can slap the shit out of somebody.
Okay. You just, why you gotta be so violent, man?
Because you slapped the shit out of somebody that's using your name wrong.
Just slap him.
You've never heard anybody say Tupac's name anywhere else other than Tupac, right?
Right.
And Pac's dead. You can't use that name. Nas is alive. This nigga used the world Nas X and you ain't slapped that nigga. DMX ain't slapped that nigga.
Why DMX got to slap?
Because he got the name X in it. Slap that nigga. You know X will slap a motherfucker. He might be in jail. That's probably why he ain't do it.
Right.
Get the fuck up out of here, man.
But that song was pulled off the country charts. It was supposed it had country elements to it. And it got pulled off the country charts. So now it's number 1 on the hip-hop charts, and it's been there for 15 weeks.
15 weeks. You know how long 15 weeks?
15 weeks is a long time. That's it's been on the charts for 19 total weeks, yeah, but that's it's why been number one I for don't 15.
Listen to this generation's hip hop. Get the fuck up out of here.
I would play you a bit of that, but for copyright purposes, we're not going.
I don't want to hear it anyway.
I know.
I don't want to hear it anyway. I don't want to hear that trash. Get the fuck up out of here, man.
I know you probably would. Real quick before we wrap this up, man, because we didn't get into our movies and music. I mean, excuse me, our movies and TV shows. We want to get a listener real quick. Give them five TV shows that you like right now, man.
That I like right now? I'll give you two. I can't give you five.
Giving me two? Okay.
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South.
And Snowfall.
Snowfall. Queen of the South comes on what? USA, and Snowfall comes on FX, I believe it is. Those are your top two shows that you're looking at right now.
Everything else I watch is probably canceled right now. So
okay, so that's something that we would get into on the next time. Sorry, we ran a little long here. We were just about an hour.
Yeah, because he got me talking about garbage ass artists.
Hey, sometimes you gotta talk about these things, man.
You gotta talk about garbage ass artists.
The audience want to know what you think about DC.
I never heard of this Lil Nas X. You gave this nigga airplay.
Who gave him airplay?
You did, by mentioning his motherfucking name,
bro.
Putting him in my motherfucking segment in my motherfucking headphones that I don't need to motherfucking hear.
He's been talked about way before we talked about him, okay?
I ain't never heard of the nigga before you brought him up.
I understand that.
He took Nas's name, and Nas ain't do nothing about slap that motherfucker. Come on, man.
And it's going to be a lot of artists that we're going to talk about in upcoming episodes that you probably have no idea who the fuck they are.
Nope. I know I don't have any idea.
And I probably won't have any idea who the fuck they are.
Go listen to Snow the Product.
Snow the Product. Go listen to Snow the Product. And watch Snowfall and Queen of the South, which Snow the Product is... Well, she was in.
She was on. She was... bought off and killed off or whatever in season 3. She wasn't killed. She wasn't killed.
Wow, that was spoiler alert, bro. You didn't even spoiler alert before you gave away.
I don't give a fuck.
You just told the people to go watch the show and then you got
spoiler. What did I just say? I said she was bought off or killed off or whatever the fuck. That's what I said.
Yes, spoiler alert.
That ain't no spoiler.
Now, two shows that I'm watching right now. On the CW, All American. I like that show.
I want to check that out. I will check that out. It is on Netflix.
Yes. So you can also check that out on Netflix. I think that's a pretty good show. Also on Netflix, man, I've been watching The Umbrella Academy. That's a superhero joint. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you got to check that out.
I don't really watch Netflix because all their shows are subtitled.
All their shows are not subtitled.
A majority of them are.
The majority of their shows are not subtitled.
Yes, they are.
Don't listen to this people.
No.
Do not listen to this guy.
Anything that's hot, that looks good and scary or something like that, is subtitled.
Oh, their best shows, and the scary ones particularly, yes, those are in other languages.
Because yes, they're subtitled and it makes you not want to watch them. I don't want to watch them because they're subtitled. I ain't got time to read when I'm watching a fucking movie.
Oh, you mad lazy, bro.
It has nothing to do with lazy. I'm American. What the and they feel the same way I do. I don't even care. What the
That's like...
I know it sounds racist.
No, let's go... That is the same thing that happened in the movie Us. If you have not seen the movie Us...
I didn't like the movie Us.
No, but in that movie, when they looked at their doppelgangers and they were like, why are you doing this to us? That was their answer. Because we're Americans.
I did not like that movie.
Why didn't you like that movie?
It was stupid. It really was stupid. Okay. Fuck your little bullshit twist at the end. That shit was stupid. There was no point to the movie. Like, come on.
All right. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah. We can talk about movies that I think is stupid, like that one.
Yeah. We'll talk about movies. We'll talk about some more TV shows. We'll get in depth into the TV shows that we like. We'll tell you a little bit more about the synopsis of those ones on the next episode or future episodes if we don't get to it on the next episode. Hell, we never know what we're going to talk about, man. We be out here.
Yeah, like we said earlier, if there's something you want to talk about, something you want to hear us debate about or whatever, hit us up. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Instagram.
Yes. So, again, the Twitter is going to be at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, NONCENTS. Yes. And then the Instagram is 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2, NONCENTS, and the number 1. Also, we have the Facebook group. Search 2Cents and Nonsense for the Facebook group. Listen to past episodes on CastBox, Podbean, and Google Play. Until the next time, man, we appreciate you guys listening, and we'll holler at you next time.
We out.